when you tie a long rope to a tree and put a seat on it so that children can go back and forth, you're making them
swing.
After you have plowed, what do you use to break the ground up even finer?
A hoe.
What is it that the wheels of a wagon fit to? The wheels of a car.
A rut or a groove.
When you carry the washing out to hang it up on the line, you carry it out in what?
A clothes basket.
What do nails come in?
A keg.
What runs around the barrel to hold the wood in place if you've got a wooden barrel?
Staves.
Alright, what do you put on the top of a bottle, say a Coke bottle?
A stopper.
If you have a musical instrument that children play like this.
Harmonica.
Do you know a name for the kind of instrument that's something you would hold between your teeth and pick with your fingers?
A juice harp. That's what you wanted me to say.
Yeah, that's what he is here. Or, yeah, I guess there's probably, maybe the mountaineers, that they're very familiar with it, they have their own
it
names
took
for it.
It took me a long time to realize it was not juice.
Yeah, I'm sure there's
I didn't. When I was little, I used to hear it, but. And I was surprised when it was Jew's harp.
What do you pound nails with?
A hammer.
If you have a wagon and two horses, what is the long wooden piece between the horses? Any time, I wouldn't know what to call that either. It's just
the tongue. They're not talking about the wagon tongue, are they?
Yeah, that's one suggestion he has for people.
I was thinking about
tongue.
The two things that go behind them, but they mean the one that goes down the middle.
Yeah, now that's a word.
A wagon tongue, yeah.
I wouldn't know what to do. When the light burns out in an electric lamp, you have to put in a new
bulb.
Something that you might have to roll off a wagon. Or you might store flour in the covered wagon days.
Barrel.
What did molasses come in when you used to buy it in fairly large quantities?
A bucket.
All right, what about lard? Would you have an expression for what it might have come in?
A bucket too.
Okay. What do you use to enable you to pour water into a narrow-mouthed bottle?
Funnel.
What do you use to urge your horses to go faster when you are riding them in a buggy?
A whip.
If you bought fruit at the store, the grocer might put them in. If you bought any kind of groceries in the store.
Oh, a paper bag.
How was a fairly large quantity of sugar packaged?
In a bag.
All right, if you say had 50 pounds of flour.
In a sack.
What do you call that bag or sack potatoes are shipped in?
A tow sack.
All right, what about feed seed? Would you have a different term, or would you call that a tow sack too?
A tow sack.
Something, say you were carrying wood in your arms and you had all you could carry, how would you describe that load?
A load.
Alright. If you have a nice tea set, you might say it's made out of
china.